When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You know, on the topic of Michigan and El Sayed and that other crazy person up there, Haley Stevens, our friend Ryan Recker, who fills in for me from time to time from up there in Detroit, he's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, his take on that race and the rest of politics right now. Our friend Scott Jennings back with us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. You typically hear his show every weekday at 8 p.m. Jennings, how are you?
I'm great. Back in the land of living here. I've been out west, Mark. I've been in the Grand Tetons, Yellowstone, beautiful country out there.
Yeah, you were here for the baseball games we went a couple of weekends ago, and then I think you kind of took off. So were you off CNN all last week?
I was, for the most part. I think I did one thing while I was out west. But for the most part, took some time off and saw a couple of national parks I hadn't seen and had a great time.
I love that. I haven't done a lot of that out west because my ex-wife did it with my boys, but I really want to do it with Alexa because there's so many things in this country I want to see to kind of check off my list. Okay, I am preempting you tonight, Jennings, on 97.1 FM Talk, because this is election day in Missouri. It's primary day. I'm handling the election coverage tonight, so I apologize that your show will not be heard tonight. But obviously, I think you know that we got a couple of races here that are interesting. One is Amendment 5. Governor Kehoe has made this really a big part of his goals to phase out the income tax. We also have Cori Bush and Wesley Bell facing off against one another again in the first district here in St. Louis. So, Scott, on Amendment 5, I wish I could tell you that that was going to pass. I think it's going to get crushed. You know, it wasn't marketed very well, and a lot of conservatives are going to vote against that, which is a little shocking to me. On Cori and Wesley, I think Cori's got a shot. I think most people think that Wesley's going to win, but she's a DSA candidate, and we don't know what will happen. Your thoughts on Missouri right now? Have you been talking about that at all?
Well, on the tax thing, you know, you were telling me several days ago you thought it was going to go down, and that is so, well, it's disappointing. I mean, yeah. You know, these states that have phased out their income taxes have done quite well. People like to live in those environments. On the Bell-Bush race, that'll be one we're watching tonight. I'll be on CNN tonight from 8 to 11 as we're doing election coverage. But, you know, these socialist candidates around the country, that's one. You got the Senate race going on in Michigan. There's a few others involved in primaries out there. We're just going to see if the progressive, socialist, communist wave continues to expand outside of New York City, and that really will be the storyline of the night to me.
So what is your take on Michigan? Because I've started finally focusing in on that the last couple of weeks. Look, Haley Stevens, is she a moderate? I don't know that she's a moderate, but El Sayed is way out there on the fringes. But that is going to be interesting. If Haley Stevens loses that race, that's very fascinating. It says a lot from where the Democrats are right now.
Well, it really does, and Haley Stevens has the entire establishment, the governor of the state, the outgoing senator. They want Haley Stevens, and Abdul El Sayed has AOC, Bernie Sanders, and the rest of that bunch. So this is a pure establishment versus socialist, radical, insurgent race. All the polling has Abdul El Sayed ahead. Everybody I've talked to in Michigan thinks he's going to win. And, this one is interesting because if Democrats were to lose this in the fall, which I think Abdul El Sayed puts in play for them, make it very difficult for them to take back the Senate in November. The Republican here is a guy named Mike Rogers, who narrowly lost the Senate race 2 years ago by like a half a point. So Abdul El Sayed is a radical. He is campaigns with radicals. I mean, this is as far left as it gets in a state that's a pretty purple state. So, Republicans are watching this not just for the socialist aspect of it, but does this put a race on the map that may not have felt like that at the beginning of the cycle?
Yeah, so if you look at the polling right now for both of those candidates, it's pretty tight with Mike Rogers. I mean, obviously, there's a long way to go. People start focusing in on this a lot differently once you're past the primary. So I do think that's going to be interesting. Now, a state that I lived in for 9.5 years, and my wife is from Wisconsin, they vote next week. How about this Hong, the candidate for the Democrats in Wisconsin, who thinks maybe we shouldn't celebrate Thanksgiving because, it's very painful, Scott, for many people in our communities. I don't know if you know that Thanksgiving is painful. I don't know one person who thinks that Thanksgiving is painful. I think they like it better than Christmas.
Well, this candidate, by the way, that thing she said about Thanksgiving on CNN, if she were to have said that at the Democratic National Convention, she would have got a standing ovation. I mean, she's not... These lunatic Democrats, I mean, they're into weirdo beliefs like that. I mean, look, at the beginning of all their party events, everywhere in the country, they do land acknowledgments. Land acknowledgments are an extension of that line of thinking that Thanksgiving needs to be canceled. And this Hong has dipped into and expressed every sort of anti-American founding, anti-constitutional thing you can dip into. And that's what they're going with in Wisconsin. Again, in an environment where Democrats historically should have an advantage, you can see in races around the country, Michigan, Wisconsin, there's several House races out there, where if they just nominated someone approaching normal, they'd probably win. But they're going to end up nominating people who are insane lunatics, and they're probably going to lose, and they're going to squander some opportunities that are on the board.
Scott Jennings back with us this afternoon. Since you were on vacation last night, were you dialed in? I'm sorry, not last night, last week. Were you dialed in to the Fauci stuff? Because that was quite something last week. And, there's two aspects. There's the fact that Fauci was exposed as more despicable than I think I even thought he was, and lies. And then there's the fact that the media won't really cover that aspect. And you are on a network where there's a couple of people that got involved in those diaries that, I think is controversial as well. I don't know if Dr. Fauci is going to go to prison. I don't know if I want him to go to prison. But I do think there should be accountability. And to take the fifth 111 times and not answer questions that I think the American people are due is just repulsive, but that's what we're going to get.
Yeah, I was dialed in on that pretty closely, actually. My home state Senator Rand Paul was running that hearing. And, first of all, people need to remember, he got a pardon. Biden gave him a blanket pardon. So there was really no excuse for him to take the fifth, unless he was planning to perjure himself, which is another, another question altogether. So, look, the American people need answers to the questions. A lot of mistakes were made, and a lot of damage was done to our national public health regime, and that's very bad. And he could have helped start to restore credibility by owning up to some of this, and he refused to do it. And when you look at through the files that they've gotten on him now, his obsession with his own fame and becoming a celebrity, more than, say, getting your kid back to school, it's outrageous. And it goes to show you that at the time when a lot of us were having questions about why are we doing this, why are we doing that, I mean, even Europe had it figured out on the schools. Fauci was spending all day, every day as his own publicist, as opposed to, you know, trying to get those answers to those questions.
It's just one of those issues. I think government fraud is in this same category, where I don't know why this is not a partisan, you know, outrage, because or nonpartisan outrage, because it shouldn't be Democrats on one side, Republicans on another side. When it comes to Fauci, everyone should be concerned about what happened to the country. And I always kind of allow for the first couple of months, things were weird. We didn't know what was happening. But after that, mistakes were made continuously.
Well, the issue is, because he became viewed as a resistance figure to Trump, he therefore became infallible, and he must be defended at all costs. This happens to people. You know, even moderately or not talented at all people in Washington, all they had to do in order to become sainted was to just basically become a resistance figure to Trump. This was Fauci. Remember, they had pillows. They crocheted his face on pillows. They had prayer candles. They turned him into a deity, basically, and now the deity must be defended. That's what's happening here. The problem is that so many people's lives were destroyed. Children's educations were destroyed. People's futures were destroyed. Businesses were destroyed. And they're willing to do all of that and answer no question about it just to keep up the facade of St. Fauci. It's terrible. What's crazy is that if we have another medical pandemic, we have another problem in this country, nobody's going to trust a word any of these you know, public health officials say, because we have no reason to trust him because of the way he's acting right now.
Yeah, no, I think that's a big problem, and that's why I think more people should pay attention. I always mention David Zweig's book, An Abundance of Caution, because I think that's a great, great recap of some of the nonsense that went on. Hey, I know I was listening to CNN last night. They're focusing a lot on this reflecting pool situation with the president and Jeanine Pirro. They've known each other for a long time. They're very close. He kind of threw under the bus a couple of days ago. What do you make of all that? Because it seems like this is a bit of an unforced error on the part of the president.
Well, look, I've been very defensive of him over the general idea of doing renovations in Washington. It's America 250. Things need to look nice.
Yeah.
I'm all for that, and I think that's a great impulse. On this pool, I mean, I guess they had to withdraw the charges because they simply just didn't have evidence. You can't go to court without evidence. And, you know, look, I had a reaction to this on CNN the other night. They drug this guy's name through the mud, and they can't, you know, I mean, I've never heard of this guy other than this issue, and I have a strong reaction when people are unfairly have their name drugged through the mud like this. And so, you know, I think I said on TV, I think this is like, they look like a bunch of monkeys having intimate relations with footballs. That's the way this looks to me. I have no doubt there's been vandalism at national parks and national monuments. I believe that, whether it was this guy or not, apparently not. I don't like that this guy got drugged through the mud over this. I just want them to get the pool fixed. The pool is a cool thing. It needs to be fixed, and that's the most important thing. But they really, really ought not drag people's name through the mud if they don't have the goods.
By the way, in defense of, you know, I heard some guy last night when I was listening to CNN say, and this was important too, despite this controversy, D.C., and you can vouch for this because you're there, D.C. looks a lot better than it did, you know, 2 years ago. He's really cleaned a lot of stuff up. So the positives outweigh the negatives when it comes to how the nation's capital is looking right now.
You go to the front of Union Station, which is the train station. There is a like a fountain. I didn't even know it was a fountain. I've been going there for 26 years. I had no idea it was a fountain. This thing is gleaming white. This fountain's...
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with Daily Dingers.
Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Coming out, there's a pool of water. This thing was basically like a homeless monument.
It I've been there.
Covered in graffiti.
Yes, I've
garbage.
Seen it. Yep.
It looks great. There's examples like this all over the city. They beautified the city. And, oh, by the way, they've had a massive reduction in crime.
Right.
It's a little safer to walk around. They've done basic government services. Make it look good and make it safe. And, of course, Democrats have lost their minds about this because Trump did it. They won't do it. Trump does it, and so now it's been turned into something negative. I think it's been a very great thing.
Absolutely. All right, Jennings, my friends in Milwaukee, and I saw a couple of sports radio hosts and even some personal friends I made when I was up there, they think they may have gotten fleeced at the trade deadline by the St. Louis Cardinals. What do you think? It looks like we did okay here.
I think we did okay. I'll miss JoJo. You know, he's been a big part of the team for 5 years.
I know.
But, you know, for the Brewers, look, they need to try to win the World Series. And they've already got some dominant pitching. Now they're going to have more depth. For them, it's like, okay, we're going to try to win it. Let's try to win it. I get why they did it. I tell you this, Bloom, he's done what he said he was going to do, restock the pool. And our reflecting pool looks pretty good right now.
It does. In
the Cardinal system.
I think you're right about that. There, you come full circle with all this. Yeah, it's going to be fun to see what happens. And by the way, on Milwaukee, this might have to be their year, despite the Dodgers and everything else. By the way, did you see the home run, the sea of home runs last night by Burleson and everyone else?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And that short porch in New York versus what he has to face in Busch Stadium. We were texting about this the other day.
Yes.
How many home runs would this guy have if he played in a different park? But I'm glad we have him, and I was glad he got to hit a few dingers in a short porch.
All right, Scott. Yeah, I was, too. All right. Hey, appreciate the time. We'll see what happens tonight with all the results as they come in. We'll keep you posted from Missouri, but thanks a lot. We'll catch you on CNN tonight.
Happy Election Day. See you, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.